with the Jews of the day. They had one goal in mind, to remove that big oppressive thing. I think you could probably make an application there personally if you thought about it long enough. There are many tough things in your life. There are many injustices, and you could complain about those for a long time. But when Jesus comes into our life, he doesn't tend to go after the other things. He tends to deal with what's inside of us, make us examine what's inside of us, because there's always injustices that you can complain about. So he's after what we have done, not what others necessarily have done to us. And we see that. We looked at the book of Jonah here a couple weeks ago, a month or so ago, and we saw that Jonah had resentment against Syria, the big oppressor of Israel. But he had very little honest interaction about his own weaknesses, his own lack of love, his own lack of God's character in his life. He was eager to correct their faults, but not his own. Before we move on from the genealogies, I'd like to look at one more feature of them. And that was the first part. And we read that through, so I'm not going to read through it again. But the Middle Eastern genealogies were supposed to be lists of important men. Okay. The Syriac begins his list, which is an extra biblical book of the day. Let us praise now famous men. That's a nice way to start the thing. As though there were no women involved in the genealogy. And I just have a feeling there probably were, don't you? Genealogies don't do that well without women. And then Luke's list does not include one single female. He includes 76 males, but no females. But Matthew's list, even though Judaism is an extremely patriarchal thing, Matthew's list includes 5 women. The first is Tamar, who is most likely not a Jew, but an Aramean. Tamar had to seduce her father-in-law while in costume so that she could get the promised husband that the law should have given her. The second is Rahab, the Gentile, the harlot who helped the spies escape Jericho. The third is Ruth, the Moabitess, also not a Jew, who accompanied Naomi and honorably married Boaz. The fourth is Bathsheba, who I don't think Matthew liked very well because he doesn't use her name. He says the wife of Uriah. And we know that Bathsheba used her ability to position herself as a queen. And then the list concludes, if you count Mary, who is also an honorable woman. So the genealogy includes 5 women. It includes, the entire genealogy includes both male and female, Jews and Gentiles, saints and sinners. It includes everyone. And it's like Matthew put that there on purpose, because the Jews took so much pride in their perfect genealogy. And I think he's pointing out that God uses everybody. When God does things on earth, he uses male and female, Jew and Greek, perfect, quote unquote, and unperfect. And I think they should have seen that all along, but he certainly puts it in there to stare them in the face. If you look at that, those first few verses there in on the sheet that I gave you, in the first verse it says, the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the word Christ there I'm looking at. And then if you look at verse 16, it says the word Christ again, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And in verse 17, at the last phrase there, it says, until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the term Christ doesn't mean very much to us because we are Alaskans, and that is not a word that we think of much in our society other than some kind of identification for Jesus, to go along with Jesus. But to a Jew, the meaning of that was very self-evident. the term Christ was meant the anointed one or the Messiah. So he starts right off preparing them 3 times in the first chapter. This is the Messiah. This is the genealogy of the Messiah. Remember, he's creating a cumulative argument to convince them of the premise that he has given them. But now we have to move into the Christmas story. And it's not Christmas yet. But I was in Bass Pro Shop yesterday. How many have been in the new Bass Pro Shop in Anchorage? Not many. That lobby is something. If you're up there, just go in the lobby. They have more stuffed things and it's higher. But that's not the point. They're playing Christmas music. They're beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So I figure if Bass Pro Shop can start on Christmas now, I can start. So we're going to look at this just for a few minutes. We'll read starting at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Then Joseph aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and he did not know her until she had brought her firstborn son, and they called his name Jesus. This would be a challenge, okay, for anybody. This would be a challenge for parents. This would be a challenge if you are a young lady, probably very young teenager at the time. This would be a challenge for a future husband to believe all these things, because this is a difficult situation. I can't imagine how it is that she's so... Of course, it doesn't say much about what she thought, but it must have been quite a challenge for her. A very proper young Jewish girl who now realizes that she is going to be looked down on by everybody in her society. And then when Joseph hears about it, what's he to think? Is this really true? Is this what has really happened? Or is she just lying to me? I don't know what they thought. It doesn't go into great detail. But it says in verse 19 that Joseph was a just man and did not want to make a public example of her. Now it's odd that he should use the word just, because a just man in Israel would have this, according to the law, would have this person stoned. Chapter 22, verse 23 says what the penalty for being found with child when you're not married in this situation is. It says, if a young woman who is a virgin is betrothed to a husband and a man finds her in the city and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate and you shall stone them to death with stones. The young woman, because she did not cry out in the city, and the man because he humbled his neighbor's wife, so you shall put away this evil from you. So the society of the day took a very dim view of this happening, and it says that he wasn't going to do that. It calls him just, because he wasn't going to follow the letter of the law. And that's interesting, because the Jews would very much justify, we did the right thing. We put these people to death. We defended God's character. But in this situation, somehow there seems to be something that rises above that, that compassion, that mercy is sometimes more value than following the letter of the law. We see certain churches in this country travel around and do really rude things to other people at funerals and things like that. And I think they do more harm than good. Somehow they think they're following the letter of the law, but it isn't a just, kind God that they're following. But it doesn't mean that it was easy for Joseph. It says that he was just, but it doesn't mean that he didn't struggle with it. Another word in verse 20 when it says that, he thought about these things. Another translation for thinking about these things is that while he was disturbed about these things Or another translation is that he became angry. Well, he became angry at these things, as anybody would attempt it to be. But while he was thinking about him, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Now, in the Old Testament, Jews don't have the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit doesn't appear to you and help you understand what God is trying to do. That's the chief use of angels in the Old Testament, was to help communicate God's will when a person needed more information that they had. I don't want to offend your guardian angel idea, but in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is the thing that is to communicate God's will to us when we need more information than we have. But he didn't have that, so it says an angel of the Lord appeared and helped him to understand. And it's interesting how quickly he believed that. He was a man of faith and he was a just man. And when he had the right answer, it made a difference to his behavior. It helped him to understand what he should be doing. And he did it. And it says, "Then thou shalt call his name Emmanuel," in verse 22. And that means God with us. And there's another clear statement to the Jews that he was God with them. And if they wanted to recognize him as the Messiah, that would be a very wise thing for them to do. In conclusion, I would like to bring back those 3 points that we mentioned earlier. It was their job to recognize him for who he is. And that is our job as individuals, to recognize Christ for who he is. The one mediator between God and man. The one thing that reunites us with God. The one supreme sacrifice that makes us have a relationship. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because of what he did, there is no condemnation. We never have to live in guilt or fear. It is always freedom and goodness. And when we serve because we want to out of freedom, not because we have to, or God is going to zap us. And that is just a great thing. We have to realize who he is, but that isn't enough in and of itself. After we've recognized who he is, we have to realize that there's a choice we have to make, and we have to accept him or not accept him. And then we have to make that choice. We have to act upon that choice. And that is what then reunites us with the God who created us and gives us the relationship that we were only originally made to make. In your life, don't be caught up with the elephants that have been crushing you. And we all have the elephants that have been crushing us. It could be somebody else in your life. You know, it could be a parent or a sibling or somebody at work. It could be your wife or your husband. Those have been crushing you, and you can't wait for those to be removed before you move close to God. Because those just may be there. I grew up in a home where, and I mentioned it once before, my father was not a Christian when I was young, and a very abusive guy. My mom stuck it out. She was a Christian, not when they married, but soon after. And I don't think many women would have stuck it out, but she did. She didn't complain about the elephant standing on her, and often it was more than her tail. And she just worried about what God could use her for. If we wait, that day may never come when things are ideal for us. So we just act upon it now. I'm not minimizing the size of the elephant in your life. It may be something internal. Some of you have depression things that just can't quite shake. Something that occurred that was rough in your history, and it's just, you can't get over it. But I just urge you to look past that and ask God to help you grow close to him. And I think that the elephant will slowly start to shrink as you interact more and more closely with the Lord and all those troubled areas in your life. So, let's pray. Lord, thank you for the Bible that you give us. Thank you for the truths in it. Help us to understand how to look to you, to recognize who you are, and to act upon that choice. and then to help others as we can to do the same. We thank you for your grace to us, your kindness, and your goodness that is unending. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.